Okay, we have Cole from El Cajon. How's it going, Cole?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing okay. What's up?
Like your show.
Thank you.
I have a question, and it's something I've been pondering. I'm wondering, where's the boundary between our total commitment to the glorification of God and blind fanaticism? I mean, do we boorishly insert our religious point of view into every conversation, regardless of its context? Where do we draw the line on and still be good Christians?
You're talking about when we're in a conversation with somebody who might not be a Christian, how much or how little
yes.
should we always be bringing up Christianity?
Yes.
Cole, you're asking an excellent question, and I don't know how all our Christian listeners out there are going to feel about this, but as far as I'm concerned, and you can take this from a person who's an actual evangelist, I think we'd do better if Christians could just have regular, normal, healthy conversations with people, talk about the ball game, talk about the movies, just be yourself. And if you're being yourself, at some point, maybe not in all conversations, but in some conversations, sooner or later, what you believe and what's important to you will come out. Because if you're developing a relationship with somebody, it will be there. But when we bring it up in these mechanical, artificial ways, I know Christians mean well when they do that, and they have a lot of zeal. But I think that could end up perhaps alienating more people. What do you think?
Well, I tend to agree, and I guess the struggle is, am I fulfilling the call to be a good Christian and share the word if I don't insert it into every conversation that I have?
No, I would not think so. Let me put it this way. If you were, say, on a plane or at work in the office or at a party, and somebody made some comment about Christianity that was simply not true, and you let it go because you didn't want them to know you were a Christian, you didn't know what they'd think of you, if there was a pride issue or a cowardly related issue, and you were silent for those kinds of reasons, that might be something to think about seriously. But if you're getting to know people and they know you're a Christian, well, that's on record. And unless they ask you, it says in Peter, always be ready to give an answer to anybody who asks you to give a reason for the hope within you. They're assuming that people at times will ask us. They're not assuming that we necessarily have to go out and approach them. Now, there is a place for that, but I don't think everybody's called to that kind of ministry. And I think it's very important. I talked to somebody just today who called in, and one of his concerns was that Christians were always talking about heaven and hell. And there's that old phrase, you can be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. I think it can be very refreshing to reach out to people just by being their friend and by being yourself. And if Christ is really a large part of your life, I think that'll just come out so naturally that you won't even have to try to make it happen.
Well, do you think that conversely then, I've noticed among some of my Christian friends a real tendency towards using jingoism, you know, jingoistic language. I mean, almost like they're talking in code. They're constantly convicted about this, and they're blessed about that. And
you mean when they're talking among Christians talking amongst themselves, or when they're talking to unbelievers?
Talking with anybody,
yeah,
I've noticed.
Yeah.
And as a Christian, I know what they're saying. But I don't know. I almost get the sense that we reduce the relationship with God by using that language to the mundane, and that bothers me.
I think you're right. You know, before I was a Christian, I was surrounded by people who were Christians, or they were at least church going people. Whether they had a relationship with Jesus, I don't know. But I heard words like salvation, sanctification, sin. I heard those words all my life, Cole. I never had a clue what they meant. And I got news for you. I think half the times when Christians use the words, they don't have a clue what they mean. We fall into cliches very easily. And I'd rather see people talk more honestly about what they really mean.
I agree. Well, thank you.
Well, you bet. Great talking to you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thanks again.
God bless you.
Bye.
Uh-oh, that was kind of a cliche. I said, God bless you. Oh, well. Moving on.